Nebiel 12. Woo!
Hello, Neb.
Hello, Eel. It's Nebiel.
That was the worst thing.
Yeah, it sounded like a way better idea in the last episode, didn't it?
Yeah. But hey, what a perfect way to start. I don't know.
How have you been? What have you been up to?
Nothing. What have you been up to?
You've been up to loads. You went to Germany.
Yeah, oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I went to Germany. Went to Berlin.
Did you see Angela Merkel?
Yeah. I gave her a nice kiss on both cheeks and said, Guten Tag.
And she went, that is a very French greeting. What are you doing?
Pretty much, yeah. That's
in Germany, we give firm handshake and that is it.
You sound exactly like her. It's like I'm talking to her right now.
Do you fancy a beer and a schnitzel?
Yeah, and then I went out for drinks with Angela Merkel.
And then you went to the Bahrain, or Bergain, or Bahrain, I don't know how to say it, Panama Bar, and Panorama Bar, and you stayed out till 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's just 24-hour bars, isn't it? So you can just go out with Angela Merkel.
What else did you do? Did you go to a Lederhosen fashion show?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something funny. I haven't got anything funny to say. I haven't really got any good
anecdotes. You must have done something vaguely funny.
Yeah, but I haven't got good enough anecdotes. The best thing, like, funny-wise, anyway. Like, one of the funniest things that I saw was an Indian man sat next to us while we was waiting to get on the tube, and he just started singing the John Cena theme song. And he didn't have headphones in or anything. He was just by himself, just going.
Did he say John Cena? Did he do it in like a really like stereotypically Indian singing voice? Like really nasally.
This is getting quite racist.
No, that's why I said stereotypical.
No, yeah, fair play.
Well, yeah, that sounds like a fascinating trip.
No, obviously, did loads of cool stuff. Went around the big building, went swimming in the lake.
Which big building? There's quite a few.
Yeah, but the government one, I don't know what it's called because it's in
the Reichstag. German.
That's the one, yeah.
I went to Berlin last summer, so...
Alright, okay, well, we'll compare notes. I did a David Bowie tour of Berlin, which was cool.
What? Sorry, why did you do a David Bowie one? Bowie.
Because there's loads of things to do with him in Berlin, isn't there?
I didn't know that.
He's got the Berlin Trilogy, loads of his songs constantly reference it. And what I didn't know until this tour was... His gig started a 3-day riot, which started the movement to bring down the wall.
I mean, what's really interesting is you did a Bowie tour while you were in Berlin. I actually did the Better David. I did the David Hasselhoff tour.
The David Hasselhoff tour, right, go on.
And we kind of just all stood there and we just sang the song as we bring down the wall together.
What song?
I can't remember the lyrics. It's kind of just like, let's bring down this wall. And then, and it's actually like, you go into like a simulator room and they have like a wall made out of like,
bits of Knight Rider.
Yeah, like polystyrene, and you basically sing it, and then the simulator, the room starts to shake, and then the wall falls, and then these, like, mannequins...
I don't know if you're taking the mick or not.
These mannequins dressed as Soviet, like, army officers, they walk through the wall, and then they shake hands with the American soldiers, and then they all sing... Freedom!
Why do they shake hands with the American soldiers?
To signify the falling of the wall and how they're unified.
What have the Americans got to do with the falling of the wall?
The Americans were in West Germany, West Berlin, for years.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
The more you know.
Yeah, the more I know. I've just been to loads of museums and stuff about it as well. I didn't know that.
Did you go to any art galleries?
No, didn't, sorry. There was a Banksy exhibition on when I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Didn't go to it. What else did
we went to the Spy Museum when we went. That was pretty cool.
Oh. Yeah, we went...
And we went to the wall gallery, where you just walk along the wall and you look at the art that's been done on it.
Oh, yeah, I walked along the wall, obviously. Saw all the galleries. All the galleries, all the art there. That was nice.
All of the arts.
All of the art. My favourite was one that it just said, "How's God?" And then it says, "She's black."
I went to a gallery at the weekend as well. I went to Compton Verney and saw some neon lights and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Check out my really Indian hipster Instagrams.
Thing is, I know very little about art, like actual art.
I don't know a huge amount, but I'm learning, and I try and go and see as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
I don't think we've been to a gallery together.
We haven't.
That's another thing for the list.
No. Like, I get it and everything, but there's just, like, films are better art.
No, I mean, I can appreciate all of them, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I can appreciate them, but I think... Pardon me. Like, I'm trying to describe it. Trying to articulate my feelings.
Maybe do a painting and that would help articulate your feelings. Oh, that was so sarcastic.
I think...
Way...
Film and sound and poems and books, they're all better forms of art than just... Do you know what I mean?
Not really, but anyway. Should we start this episode and get more into a deeper chat?
Yeah.
Do we have a sponsor for this week?
Yeah, big one this week.
They're a big one every week, Lee. They're a big one every week.
Well, yeah, obviously, but this is good.
Is it higher than Fanta?
Is it what?
Better than Fanta.
Oh, yeah. So, this week I got an email from Emmerdale. And apparently they're releasing loads of merch, so they've asked me to plug some.
Shut
of
the
it.
Front door.
You can so we can get replica gates for Zach Dingle's chicken pen. you can get spatulas signed by Marlon Dingle. There's so much. You can get some. Basically, they're all Dingle related. You can get Sam Dingle beanie hats. There's so much.
I don't watch his Emmerdale, and I didn't know there was a family called Dingle in it.
They're like the main one, always.
Dingle. Oh, Dingle.
Like, through all the history. Like, that's... Surely you know about the Dingle.
No, I'd never watched it. Mate, if you were chatting to me about Neighbours right now, and you were chatting about the Robinsons and the Ramseys and the Kennedys, I'd be all up in there. But when it comes to Emmerdale, Coronation Street, or... EastEnders, don't have a clue, mate.
That's because you're a hipster, aren't you?
I'm all about Neighbours in the suburbs of Melbourne, where there's kind of the middle class tier of sexy
middle
people.
Middle class.
And they like to elongate their words while they pivel over.
Pretty much. I just don't like Neighbours, really. Sorry, I was more of a Home and Away guy.
You don't like Neighbours, what, people, or you don't like Neighbours, the show?
Refuse to comment.
Okay, no comment, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. is that all of their merch?
Well, that was just a sample. They've got loads more on the websites and stuff, but they just asked me to plug it.
What's the website, Lee?
Emmerdale.com. What did you think it was?
I thought it was emmerchdale.com. As in, like, merchandise. Emmerchdale.
No, it's not. It's emmerdale.com, mate. Fucking idiot.
Right. Okay. Have we got a saying for this week? Should we just say, David Bowie and David Hasselhoff, let's destroy some walls. It's Nabil.
Lovely stuff.
Woo! Theme tune.
That's why he shaved his moustache off in 1932.
Oh, I love an Al Capone anecdote.
Oh, yes. Love a good Al Capone anecdote.
Oh, crime ring of Chicago. We've actually... I've got something really exciting to tell you, Lee.
Oh, okay, Ben. Please tell me.
So I put a little tweet out the other day, and I said, email us at nebielpodcast@gmail.com. I think that's the email.
Yeah.
And I said, send us an email. I'll retweet it. I said, send us an email if there's anything you want to ask, if there's anything you want to know. It's just like, if you just want to chat to us, give us feedback on the show, just get in touch.
Yeah. It's good. That's what we want.
And so someone got in touch.
Oh, yes. I'm sure there's hundreds, but... you've picked one out in particular.
Yeah. Right, so I'll read it out now if you want.
Okay, no, one sec. No, you can read it out, yeah.
Dear Nabil, I've been listening since your first episode and I'm a huge fan. That's good, isn't it? He's a huge fan.
Yeah, good start, good start.
Good start to the letter. I've been with you through the highs and lows of the podcast. Oh, whoa, we haven't had many lows. This guy's being a bit... it's getting weird now.
I don't know, the start of episode two.
From Eamon Holmes following you on Twitter, that was a high, he's right.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
To Lee trimming his nails while Ben had a wee, that was a low. Yeah, that was it, he's low. Right.
Yeah.
He's been a thorough listener.
Fair play, they're picking strong bits out, so they do listen.
I listened to your podcast whilst at work. Oh, that's quite nice.
Oh, where did he work?
Oh, God. It gets bad.
Oh, God.
I work at an abattoir in Romford. Oh, God.
Yeah.
And you discussing topics such as what your dream drive-through would be really excite me. Bit weird.
Yeah.
Whilst I mop up blood of a recently slaughtered sheep.
Oh, that's what I intended for the listener to be doing.
That's the dream scenario.
That was my stuff. That was my interpretation.
However, after listening for 11 episodes, I have a few questions to ask.
Uh-oh.
All right. Question one. Firstly, are you two dating each other? No.
Aren't we?
I mean, unless you're keen.
I just got rejection. I didn't expect that.
You're not usually rejected.
Exactly.
Your Tinder's full of yeses. You're not a no man, are you?
Not a no man. Anyway, come on then, carry on. Next one.
Second question. Can I hire Warren the Rabbit to come and perform for me?
No. Next question.
And finally, if I die unexpectedly, will you look after my mum for me?
In Romford.
Yeah, that seems quite... I don't know if she lives in Robert. He doesn't say. He just says, if I die unexpectedly, will you look after my mum for me? I don't know what sort of health condition she's in. Yeah. If that requires giving her an injection twice a day, no.
Yeah, she could be racist. Or even worse, she could be Polish. Am I right?
No. Yeah, she could be a real handful. She might not be very nice.
Yeah. Send us... Right, does it say who sent the email?
It says, the sign-off is, keep up the good work, loving the show. Oh, that's a little shout-out to Steve right there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Mark in Romford, XXX.
Right, Mark in Romford, if you could send us an email next week giving us in-depth analysis, character biography of your mum, then we'll review it next week and have a better answer for you then, if that's alright. Is that alright?
Yeah, if you could give us like a sort of like daily schedule of like the sort of things that you'd be we'd be required to do for your mum, that'd help.
And yeah, and then just tell us a lot about her as well, because I'm not just going to work with anyone. I mean, do you know what I mean?
If we could have a Skype call with her, that would really help.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's quite a good way to judge a person, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, a good Skype call. And pre-brief notes.
I heard that's how Eamon and Ruth got together. They just sent each other pre-brief notes and had a Skype call.
Yeah,
and they were like, I want to get married now. I've had a Skype call, I've got my brief notes, I've got my list of your daily schedule and what's required of me, and now that's happy.
Now we're going to do anal, Ruth. Loves anal, that Eamon, doesn't he?
I don't know who loves it more, Eamon.
Eamon Hoot.
Genuine slip of the tongue. Eamon Holmes or Ruth Analsford. Ruth Analsford.
Oh dear. So Mark, if you send us all that next week, we'll see what happens, okay?
But thank you so much for getting in touch, Mark. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hope more people get in touch now.
It'll be nice. It would be nice.
I think that went quite well, yeah.
Yeah, that was quite nice.
Did you enjoy that? Was that good?
Yeah, it was fun. Nice, fun little letter there.
We'll try and do some more.
But that's if we get more letters, obviously, or emails.
Emails. I mean, don't write to me. I'm not going to give out my home address. Please don't write to me.
Right, do you...
imagine if someone sent you, like, a bit of poo in their post.
A bit of
they'd listen to the poo cast and they'd be like, well, he obviously likes poo.
So they sent a little bit of poo
in the post, yeah. Like, or they weed through your letterbox. How would you feel about that? Drove to your house and weed through
your
letterbox.
I just can't get over this little bit of poo in the post.
What can't you get over?
Just a little bit of poo. So do they, like, sniff it off?
Sniff it off? No, you kind of, like... do a bit first and then you get the second bit, which has been in slightly longer, slightly more compressed, and you put that in.
Right.
You're probably a single logger though, aren't you?
It very much depends.
On diet, time of day.
Exactly. Tiredness.
Menstruation.
Yeah, menstruation. shall we do some Dirty Britcom confessions?
Oh, I really enjoyed this last week.
Yeah, good.
Mainly because it was... listening back to it when I was doing the edit for this, it really gave me a proper insight into who you are, what your sexual fantasies are.
I enjoyed you that. You didn't know which ones were mine and which ones...
I had a pretty good guess.
But you got three right, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying which one.
Three out of what was it? Five?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I've got a pretty good... idea of what what turned you on.
Good. So I'll just give a quick brief down just in case you didn't listen last week. There's a website called Dirty Britcom Confessions, where people post their sexual fantasies about British comedy figures. And I've got some in front of me, and I've made a few up, and Ben's got to guess which ones are mine and which ones are the people's. Okay? So, Ben, yep. Are you ready with number one?
Ready.
I would like to be in the back end of a pantomime donkey with Joe Brand in front. Sorry, I missed the in front. What?
In front, yeah. Why Joe Brand? What's so excited about having her?
I don't know, mate. It's...
I suppose, like, if you're the back end, your head's basically, like, resting against her arse.
Yeah, it's in the arse, isn't it?
Much like Eamon and Ruth, that's how they spend their evenings, isn't it? They spend their evenings, you go, oh, I'm a bit tired today, so maybe we'll just get in the pantomime horse. And she's like, oh, fine.
They swap which one's at the top and which one's at the bottom.
Oh.
They both want to be at the back, that's the problems.
Yeah, it's not much fun having a head on you.
Exactly.
I think that is Britcom.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you after.
Thank you.
I want to share a kebab with Sophie Hagen in a bath.
Which one's Sophie Hagen again?
I think she's from Denmark. Quite big girl. The one who did the Guilty Feminist podcast.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what was it? I'd like to share what?
A kebab with Sophie Hagen in a bath.
Kebab in a bath. That's definitely a Lee fetish.
Okay. Right, number three, are you ready?
Yeah.
I want Sean Locke to spit on me during sex.
Is that it? Yeah. No more.
No more.
That's Britcom.
Okie dokie. Number four.
But you know Sean Locke would say something like, so you know the thing about spitting, and then he'd start doing it.
What? Say that again.
He'd be like, so you know the thing about spitting? And then that would be his like lead-in, like he does with most of his stand-up.
That'd be horrible.
You know the thing about...
What? Just in the middle of sex, he just goes, so, you know the thing about spitting?
Right all over you.
Oh, dear. Oh, there's a woman crying on Judge Render. Sorry, carry on. Anyway,
carry on. Carry on yourself, mate. Yeah, it's you.
Too far off. Number four. I want to brush my teeth with the same toothbrush that Joe Wilkinson uses.
I don't know, that's a bit weird because he's got quite like a hairy face. He's a bit like you, to be honest, when you have a beard.
A bit. We've got the same last name as well. And three letter word for the first name.
His full name, though, is like Jonathan, and yours is Leroy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, come on.
I think that's Lee, like, because that's, like, I think the best way to describe you is, like, you're a cross between, like, for people that haven't seen or don't know you.
Yeah, go on.
It's like, body-wise, you're, like, the cross between Joe Wilkinson and Sam from Game of Thrones.
Body-wise? I'm nowhere near as big as Sam from
Body and face. No, that's why I said body and face, because, like, Joe Wilkinson's not that fat.
Oh, right, so I'm in the middle. Because, yeah like I think Joe Wilkinson's quite skinny, actually, isn't he?
He is quite skinny under the suit and stuff, and when he shaves his beard and stuff. And then I think, like, personality-wise, and what sort of, like, person you're like to be around, you're kind of like the Mansfield's answer to Tim Key.
I'll take that.
But I'd put that on your poster. If you're a stand-up comedian, I'd put that on your poster. Mansfield's answer to Tim Key.
Lovely stuff. I like it. I like it a lot. Right, are you ready for the
and
last one?
So oh, sorry, I think this is like you. I think that's a Lee thing because I think that's like last week when you said Tim Key. This is like another thing that's close, Because I think ultimately your goal is to be intimate with yourself, and that's quite, that's like the closest you'll get.
Fair enough, fair enough. The final one of this week. I wish Richard Herring would fuck me right in the middle of a golf course.
Richard Herring?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the middle of a golf course. Hole in one.
Middle of a golf course. Oh. I think that's Lee.
Okay. Do you want to know your results for this week?
So, a Fantas Lee.
How many do you think you've got right? Well, you've guessed them all, so I presume you think you've got them all right.
I'd like to think I've got them all right, yeah.
You only got two right this week. Slack in.
No.
Down by one from last week.
Can you give me the answer to any of them?
The answer to any of them? Okay, I'll say the last one was from BritCon Confessions. The Richard Herring.
The Richard Herring. Oh, interesting. Thank you. Thank you.
But that's all I'm telling you. That's all you're getting. That's what we could do every week. Yeah. You can guess one. I'm allowed to tell you one of the answers.
Can you give me one of the answers from last week? Do you still have them?
Yeah, I do. And I have the ticks and crosses. I'm deciding which one to write, to say.
Give me one of yours.
Right, you got this wrong last week. I wish Nish Kumar would name his goldfish after me. That was one of mine.
Nish Kumar's such a random one to choose, isn't it?
It's quality, mate. Quality, not quantity.
So, Lee, fun fact. I was watching the news last night.
Oh, yeah, the news. Was it the news it was at 10?
Hugh at 10. Hugh's news.
Hugh's news.
He's doing his classic arm pose. I'm setting the scene well, aren't I? You're imagining it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
visioning Huey it. Edwards in the news.
I love you that. Shouldn't be as proud of that as you are.
Oh, that is good. I'm writing that one down.
His little Welsh tongue. Huey his Edwards Welsh tongue news. Wrapping around the headlines. Oh.
Anyway, carry on.
Yeah. So his little Welsh tongue wrapping around the headlines. Oh, it's beautiful. And then sound went off. I was chatting to my family. My mind was a bit all over the place. I was distracted. And Sophie Rainworth, full-time MILF, I'd like her. She political legend. News. Imagine if that was your fetish, just like a like. I don't know who else is really does Antiques Roadshow as well.
Oh God, what's her name?
Fiona Bruce.
Fiona Bruce.
I once had my head near her ass. Not even joking.
Fantastic.
Imagine if that was your fetish, just having them sat on the edge of your bed reading you the news.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Oh, tell me about the bomb that just went off in Baghdad. Oh, how many died? Oh. Were there any serious injuries?
Oh, tell me more!
Oh, when did NATO meet? Was it today? How many countries were present? Anyway, so I was watching that, and yeah, yeah. I couldn't hear what was happening, so I was trying to figure out what had happened, and I thought a fun game we could play is maybe try and figure out what had happened, what was happening at Downing Street that required them to be outside.
There is a lot of options, let's not kid ourselves, but I think it probably definitely was. I reckon she's had her hand in the kitty, hasn't she?
What, Theresa May? Theresa May.
She's been caught fondling Larry the Cat. Don't you think so?
I mean, do people do that?
Of course they do.
Is that like a big thing?
Louis Theroux's admitted to it on Adam Buxton's podcast.
Did he actually?
Yeah. I've heard other people say it on...
What, jacking off the cat?
No, but, like, female cats just sort of have a fiddle.
No, really?
Yeah. I've heard other people say, like, they've like something's vibrated or something, and then they've put it on the cat's.
No.
And they love it. That's. I don't think that's. I don't know. It's.
Do you have any pets?
No. That's probably why. Okay.
I thought it was leading up to you saying you had a cat.
No. That was just. I've genuinely heard quite a few people say it.
I wish we could phone someone right now and try and get like a third opinion.
A third of you. It's not unheard of.
It's unheard of for me.
It's. I don't know how morally correct it is, but
not very.
RSPCA haven't got in touch yet, so they keep going.
I mean, I've had dogs a lot over the years. Well, my whole life, I've had a dog. I think different type.
I think it's and different I've, with a dog, though, isn't it?
I mean, I cuddled them a lot. I spooned my dog, but I never like fondled his genitals.
Yeah, well, it's a he, isn't it? And dogs get the lipstick out all the time.
Oh, it is a bit gross when you're cuddling it and then it just gets a bit horny and you're like, oh, come on. Like, I'm just giving you a cuddle. And you're not even, like, stroking them particularly much. You're just holding them. And apparently, you just holding them is enough to, like,
arouse
that
them.
Just gets them going. They're like, oh, Ben, stroke me harder. I always wonder, like, if a dog could talk, what sort of stuff they'd bring up. Like, what they'd want to talk about. Like, other than the typical, like, food stuff, maybe they'd just be like, you know, I heard you chang about, like, blah, blah. Do you think they'd be shit stirrers?
Well, have you seen like, Dr. Dolittle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which one? The Eddie Murphy one?
Yeah, I haven't seen the original one. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm too cultured for you. I've seen the original. I've seen Eddie Murphy as well, to be fair.
You've seen right up to Dr. Dolittle 18.
I saw the second one in the cinema. That's how
I think I've seen the first two, but isn't there like four?
I don't know. Not that Eddie Murphy did.
No, but there was in the same trilogy. I think it was like his daughter could do it as well.
Trilogy. Oh yeah. It's like the Air Bud series that there's like 15 of.
Or Fast and Furious.
Air Bud? Do you know Air Bud?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Air Bud's like that dog, and then in the first film he learns to play basketball. Second film he learns to play baseball. Then the third one's like he learns to play American football. And then it like gets a bit weirder, and the dogs start being able to talk. It goes into puppies. The puppies, they do weird shit, and then in like one of the films they go to space.
Oh wow.
Then there's like one film where the puppies are like in a haunted house.
I don't want to watch this. Just remind me to watch them.
Not all 15 of them. Bless me.
What was I going to say as well? Cats versus dogs. Is it cats? Oh, cats and dogs.
Oh, cats versus dogs.
Or did you watch the Absolutely Anything? The Terry Jones directed film with Simon Pegg.
Oh, that was so bad. Me and Tom watched that.
That wasn't so bad. I quite enjoyed it.
Of course you did.
Well, I didn't, like, love it, but it was nice.
I like the idea of it, but, like, I mean, what would you do if you could do absolutely anything?
Make Robin Williams talk as my dog.
You'd have to get a dog first.
Yeah. And then...
I wish I had a dog. I wish my dog could talk like Robin Williams.
Well, no, but like, it was all right. Don't knock it. Like, I probably wouldn't watch it again, but I enjoyed the experience when I watched it.
The experience.
Yeah, I'd say it was a solid 6 out of 10.
I would just solve the world's problems.
Well, that's you, isn't it? Bloody gap year guy. We're always solving everyone's problems, building schools.
I'd bring back people I like. I'd get rid of people I don't like.
Who would you get rid of?
Well, like the bog standards, your Katie Brands.
Katie Brand?
Not Katie Brand, Jesus. No, not her. What's the one that's always on Twitter just being annoying?
Katie Hopkins.
Yeah, not Katie Brand. Katie Brand can stay, I've decided.
I quite like
Katie. I've decided. Yeah, me too. I've decided she can stay.
That's all right.
It's a real U-turn policy. I'm like Labour. Ooh, satire. I'd get rid of her. I'd get rid of Piers Morgan. You know, the bog standards. Yeah. Trump.
Yeah. Fair play. Nazis.
I'd turn us into a socialist society. I'd just be really annoying, really.
Yeah.
Solve world hunger.
That wouldn't be very fun, would it? You'd kill off the Terry Jones fun, that's though. What you'd do. Imagine, yeah. That's what would happen if you had your way. We wouldn't have the news.
I wouldn't call it the news. I'd change it from being called the news to being called the olds.
It's like a history program. Get Fiona Bruce and Hugh Edwards to do a history program.
Welcome to the olds at 10.
On this day in 1984.
Precisely. And that's it. And it stops being the news.
That's good. No, to be fair, you've thought of it all.
I found a solution for the like 10 hours of programming a day that would be like really disrupted.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That is fair. I've got one little note written here if you want to hear it.
Yep.
Would you rather swallow an alive bee anything could happen when it's in there, or would you rather get stung right on the bum hole by a wasp?
Bee, because I'm pretty sure that my stomach acids would kill it.
But would it sting you going down?
No, my stomach acids are pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I know, but it can fly, so what if it sees the water, the acid level, and stays above it?
Nah, just even the gas that comes off it, they'd be like...
Okay, fair enough.
And what? Okay, now let's take this further. What if it pollinates something, a seed inside, or something that's inside my stomach? Then I have a flower growing out of my neck.
Yeah, exactly. Wow,
that's cool. I've now got a flower coming out of my mouth. That is like a painting then. And then people, I walk around town and girls are like, oh shit, look at that guy, he's got a flower out of his mouth. I've now turned this into a positive experience.
Yeah.
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Okay, fair play. That's nice. I've got travelling questions.
Yes, I'm excited. Go for the travelling questions.
You're excited. Right, Ben, you're someone who's been places.
I have been places. Thank you, Lee.
Okay, so I want to know... are volcanoes really real? Come on. Are they real?
I was worried this might happen one day.
Yeah, are they real? They're unicorns and goblins, aren't they? The vampires. They're not real. They're just made up.
They're like,
so Pierce Brosnan can star in
it's like Game
film.
Of Thrones, isn't it? It's just it's all bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rubbish. So you're saying volcanoes aren't real then? Is that what you're saying?
Volcanoes, no real.
Fire coming out of the ground? Fire? Coming out of the ground?
Lava?
What the WTF is that all about?
What are they happening next? Water coming out of the ground? Stupid, isn't it?
It is stupid. Right, so that's not real. Just as I thought. It's just the boffins in Silicon Valley making more rubbish up for us to eat up. Okay, sorry, yes. I'm just taking a note of that. No. Have you ever shaken the Loch Ness Monster's hand?
No, I don't know. I've never seen him.
You've never seen the Loch Ness Monster?
Much like girls when I walk into a club, he just seems to just not be there.
Nice. I like it. Well, do you know what the Loch Ness Monster looks like?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I wanted to know, so... You've spoiled that one, haven't you? Doesn't know...
I'm always spoiling things. That's what my mum always says.
Doesn't know...
She says I spoil her life.
Yeah.
By being born.
I bet you spoil dinner every night with your bloody lefty opinions.
Yeah, no, my family's like an echo chamber. Just like, oh yeah, we agree with you, Ben, shut up. Oh. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Fair play. And finally, so we went through them very fast. a lot faster than I originally thought. So the final question is, so I've heard rumours from the fellas on the forums.
Which forums are this?
The forums. This is helpwithinflatablebeds.net.
What are you doing on that? Did you originally have a problem with an inflatable net?
And I went there. I said, hey guys, I put the model in, the model that was on the box. I was like,
did you suddenly become like a 1920s American? Is that how you type in the forums?
You've got to have a disguise just in case anyone recognises you. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, hey fellas, and then I put the name of the model that was on the box. I got some phony tubes or something or nothing. What should I do? And they all chipped in. Then we just started chatting and we got on like a house on fire. And
have you been out for drinks yet? Have you had a Skype call and looked at their daily itinerary to see if that's sort of thing that you'd want to be involved with?
Well, a bit, yeah.
Throwback.
We have been out for drinks though, on Habbo last week.
What sort of drinks are they into? Oh, vodka, Red Bull.
It's quite an eclectic mix, Ben. I bet you just wouldn't understand. But anyway, so the fellas on the forums, they're all saying... They're all saying that you're big in the ivory trade in poaching elephants. What's this all about?
I don't want to get involved in this because I don't want to be criminally charged by something... by someone.
Well, this is what the fellas on the forums are saying. This is your chance to defend yourself to the people.
No, not true. My gran owns a lot of ivory, and although it looks fucking amazing, I disapprove heavily.
So you're saying that it's your gran that's the elephant poacher?
I mean,
so you're throwing your gran under the bus?
She doesn't have a gun for no reason. That's what I'm saying.
So your gran poaches elephants.
She doesn't poach eggs, if that's what you're wondering.
No, but she poaches elephants.
Yeah, she puts them in some hot water, leaves them for a bit.
And is that how she gets the tusks off?
Then the shell of the body just kind of like dissipates and you're just left with some nice little tusks.
Nice little ivory, nice bit of ivory. Disgusting. Okay, well, thanks, Ben. Glad we got to...
No, Lee, thank you.
I'll report that back to the fellas on the forums.
That was a good episode.
That was alright, wasn't it?
It's been Nebiel 12. Have we got a title for this week? Fellas in the Forum. I think that's a good title.
12 Monkeys. Is it 12 Monkeys? The Bruce Willis film? Is that right? Yeah, 12 Monkeys,
I don't know. I don't know what you're on about. Bruce Willis film. I've got a good one. Cheaper by the Dozen.
Cheaper by the Dozen. No, I want a 12 thing. 12.
Yeah, dozen. Dozen.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I was thinking of a baker's dozen.
Jeez. I love it. Yeah, 12 is a dozen. Jeez.
maybe that's what it should be called. 12 is a dozen. Jeez.
Episode 12. 12 is a dozen. Jeez.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff.
Yeah, have we got anything we want to do next week? Or are we just... I think, keep sending your letters in, because I really want to hear some more listeners.
Can I send you some what, sorry?
We'll keep sending your letters in.
Oh, yeah, please do. And Mark, please reply, because I want to know more about your mum.
Not in a sexual way. Her caring needs. Does she need a pill in the morning? After pill, if you will.
How often does a catheter get changed?
Does she have a catheter?
Oh, she'll have a catheter. I'm out. My name's Duncan Ballantyne, and if she hasn't got a catheter, I'm out.
Have you ever been near a catheter? It fucking stinks.
Yeah.
They keep the liquid in, they do not keep the smell in.
Oh, love a catheter.
Right, Nebiel 12. Bye!
See ya!